Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, we're working on getting Michael Kelly. But Lance, before we do, I got to tell you this story. And no one cares about your fantasy team, right? But how about this? I got the Chiefs defense last night.
Yeah.
I got the Chiefs defense last night. I'm down like 3.89 points. I get two sacks in the final three plays, and I win 114.9 to 114.76 over Wex.
Wow.
I win by 0.14.
Anytime the Wexlers
with the two sacks,
that's good.
Huh?
Anytime we beat the flying Wexlers, that's good.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. He's having a rough year. He's having a rough
good.
Year. Yeah. He and Shawnee both. Oh, terrible years. You're leading the league.
That's right. So, big deal. Just no. Another Tuesday.
No, that's just that's
just
that
another
is,
Tuesday in,
that
the,
is odd.
In the good old
that
city
is,
of Houston.
That is what I like to call. What do I like to call it? Odd.
Actually, no, that's not true. Travis Labhart's precise route running is 7-1. I'm looking at it right now. Do you remember Travis Labhart played with Johnny Manziel? There's Matthew's team is still. Do you even remember Travis Labhart?
It was sure. The little white wide receiver.
Yeah, he's like the Aggie Welker, Aggie Edelman. You know, this.
Well, he was a Texan.
Cole Beasley. You know the guy. There's little David Anderson. Little white guys from the slot. There's a whole generation of them. But and so the fantasy team's named after that. Joining us again, Michael Kelly. We got a little better spot for him. So for those who are just joining us, Michael Kelly Jr. You may know him as Doug Stamper from House of Cards. He's in Jack
Gary
Ryan.
Talbot.
He's been. I saw him just the other day, or actually when I was sick with COVID. I'm sitting there watching. You know, you just have TV on in the background and the Adjustment Bureau. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. He was in Adjustment Bureau too. Been in so many different things. The Comey Rules is something currently that you can find streaming, and he joins us here on the show. He's a lifelong Atlanta sports fan. Now, I told John when you were off the. When we lost you there, I told John, oh, no, he's not just a Braves fan. He's an Atlanta sports fan. So, yes, the Super Bowl was also his. That was also something he had to live through.
Yeah, and I said this, Doug. The Astros.
His name's not Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. Michael, I said this. I'm sorry, I got that. I bet you get that. How many
all
times a
time.
Day do you get that?
All the time.
Oh,
strangers
time.
On the street. Doug! I'm like, it is Michael. That's my name.
One of our tweeters said, oh, it looks like Francis Underwood is messing with Doug Stamper again with your phone. Anyway, I said this. How horrifying would it be for Atlanta fans if, you know, the Astros outscored you 9-1 after you jumped out 4-0. If in these final three games, if the Astros outscored you 28-3, wouldn't that be terrible? Wouldn't that be awful?
I mean, look, glory days for you guys. I'm sure it would be, but it's the first when we were able to beat Los Angeles, being up 3-1, and we did it. And you know, Freddie had that great quote. I don't know if you guys read it, but he said we just have to kill the narrative, and that's what it became the thing. It was like kill the narrative, because it's true, man. As an Atlanta sports fan. Being up 3-1 means absolutely nothing. It's been a rough road, you know. We had all those great division titles back in the 90s, and have won World Series to show for it. You know, it's something we are used to. So I take it all with a grain of salt. Until, you know, you just got to go to the end, man. 3-1 means nothing. It's you're facing a great, probably the best lineup in all of baseball in Houston, and. Being up 3-1 doesn't mean anything. You gotta get out of the way.
How do you, as a sports fan, how do you view the Astros? Because we know about the cheating thing in 17, and we get that, and that's certainly understandable. And I think the Astros have learned to lean into the villain role. It is what you're not going to change anyone's mind.
Sure.
We haven't heard a lot of the vitriol from the Braves. That's a National League team and the fan base. What's your personal opinion of all that? Is that kind of water under the bridge? I mean, I'm curious how you see it.
I think for me personally, like my biggest problem when all that happened was that the players themselves were not penalized. Like, okay, there was no great apology, and good, lean into that narrative. That's the smartest thing you can do is be like, yep, we're the bad guys, and we're going to kick your ass. Oh, sorry. But for me, it was that the players weren't penalized just because they gave their testimony. That's what I had a problem with. Like, that, this sport is so sacred, and the way in which it was so calculated, that's what I had a problem with. So for me, there's certain players that come to the plate, and I'm just like, I'm never going to lose that bad taste in my mouth, you know? But then there's guys on that team who didn't, who had nothing to do with it. So, you know, for Atlanta fans, you know, I was at game 4 with my dad and my brother, and it was incredible. My son is 9 years old. Altuve came to the plate, and my son started yelling, cheater, cheater. And I was like, not what we do, buddy. Like, don't, there's no point. Like, you know, so it's, you know, it is what it is. It happened. And, I would have preferred to hear a better apology from those involved. That's all. That's my take on it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people were like that. Yeah. You guys are able to, from Dale Murphy to Chipper, and you know, Glavin and Smoltz, obviously, you guys have been able to hold on to your guys. What about Freddie? You're going to be able to, you guys couldn't come to terms, and you, for whatever reason, Atlanta is able to hold on to a lot of their favorite players.
I think because people, you know, I've lived there a lot of my life, and it's a pretty darn good place to live. It's pretty comfortable. You can get a really nice house for not a ton of money. And I think, you know, a lot of those boys, Freddie included, they like that life, you know. And there is something about that team. Like, you remember Chipper, he took a lot less money and, in fact, even gave back. Not gave back, but said, I'm cool with that much money this year. Give it to some of the younger guys to keep them. You know, there's something about those guys who just want to stay part of the organization. And I think I have... fingers crossed, man. I mean, you guys can call me back if it doesn't happen, but I can't imagine Freddie putting on another uniform. I think that deal gets done.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got our own guy in Carlos Correa, and we don't have our fingers crossed. We have our fingers crossed, but we don't think it's going to get answered. Freddie Freeman does have that vibe of a guy who might end up staying there to take advantage of the city. I think Carlos loves the city of Houston, but there is – you know, there is, he's competitive and is competing with other players at his position to be known as the best. So we'll see what happens there. This is a team with a couple with lineups that are at any point can go off. And I think that's what we've seen from the Braves at inopportune time from an Astros perspective, the ability to go yard. And then, of course, the Astros lineup, you know, it's pretty famous for being able to put big crooked numbers up in a heartbeat. Freed, can you get a more consistent effort from him? He had that one bang up inning that hurt him a little bit, but it's not like he was knocked around the yard, but the Astros need to jump on him and take his confidence early. I guess the question becomes, can Freed, from a Braves standpoint, give you a different look than we saw from him in the first game?
If he can spot his pitches, I feel great. If he doesn't, and he gets rattled in the first, we're in trouble. He gets through the first, second smoothly, I'll feel a lot better. And I think you guys are kind of dealing with the same thing, right? You have a great pitcher. Is it Garcia's going tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a great pitcher, but he got roughed up by us last time. So I think it's going to come down to that on both sides, because you know both of these teams can put up those runs, just like you said, those crooked numbers. Like, we do it differently. You guys, I got to – hats off, man. The way Dusty Baker managed Game 5 by swapping those guys in the lineup, smartest thing. I was like, oh, man. Of course he did. He's Dusty Baker. I love Dusty Baker. You know, it was brilliant. and it worked, and it was so good. We'll see. Like, I think it's just going to come down to which starting pitcher delivers, because I do feel like we have a slight advantage in the pen area because of the way we didn't have to use anybody in four, because it was kind of a blowout after the Grand Slam the other way. but we'll see. You know, it's going to come down to those two kids, Garcia and Freed, and what they're able to deliver, I think.
Well, and listen, and you mentioned the bullpen. We haven't even mentioned Will Smith. Dude hasn't given up a run this postseason. He was bad. He had six blown saves early on, and you guys must have been wondering, what are we going to do with this? We can't close out a game, and now Will Smith is a killer.
I mean, hats off to Snicker for sticking with him, because and Snicker just said, "That's our closer. That's our closer," and I'm like, no, he's not. Like, are you kidding me? And then there was that stretch like right before the playoffs where he was loading the bases and then getting out of it, or putting two on with one out and getting out of it. Like, there was no clean ninth inning ever. And so it was just constant panic mode for Atlanta fans. They're like, oh, you just want to throw up every time. But he was getting it done. So hats off to Snicker for sticking with him, because it's looking like so far it has paid off.
Are you coming here for Game 7? Michael Kelly with us here. Doug Stanford, you know him as. Are you coming? come on. Well, you're a big actor now. You got to be seen in the front row. Like John Kelly.
Where were you on the break? We didn't see you on the telecast.
Why aren't you sitting there? We saw Chipper. We saw Maddox. We saw Andrew Jones.
I don't have... It's 3 days later now. I still don't have a voice from being at that game, and they didn't even put me on the telecast.
It's not like you're not recognized. You're a pretty recognizable face.
I don't really
understand how you're not on there.
Were you sitting with the poors? Where were you sitting?
No, man. I had Braves, you know, thank God I'm a good friend of the Braves, and they set me up with really nice seats. And even the night before, I had done a really good hype video for him, and they played it at the stadium. And but they didn't, when I was there, no hype video, no cut to. I got some cool pictures from the MLB photographer sent to me.
John Cusack's on all the time when the White Sox are, and you can't even get, are you kidding me? You're bigger than John Cusack.
Yeah, you're having a better run than him right now. Yeah, I mean, he had you beat in the 80s and 90s. It is what it is.
Right. No.
But you've had a better run.
You were waiting tables then.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just partying.
I couldn't even afford to go to games in the 90s.
No. Hey, when is somebody going to recognize you for your comedic genius and finally quit making you the guy who always has that stern, scary look and let you just cut it loose in a comedy role?
I tell you, man, I can't wait. I cannot wait to try and give that a go. You know, I'm doing Jack Ryan now on Amazon with John Krasinski. And I was doing House of Cards, and I was finishing House of Cards, and they said, hey, do you want to come join us on Jack Ryan? I was like, yeah, man, I love John. And so I went over there, and it's great because they've allowed me to develop that character slightly. And John, to John's credit, he's helped a lot with pushing that character more to the comedic side. So we just finished season 3, and he definitely... excuse me, they definitely lean into that a little more. So we're having a lot of fun on that one, and I get to show a little bit more of that. But, man, I would love to do, like, a Hangover or something like that. I'm, like, dying to do that kind of movie. Because me, I always play the bad guy, and I never do anything but smile unless we lose a baseball game. I'm always smiling.
So what's next after Jack Ryan? Any big plans?
Well, funny enough, we just finished season 3 like a month ago, and we'll start season 4 here this month. So because of COVID, we lost so much time that they want to jump right back into it. So it's basically going to be a straight year of production for me. I'll finish season 4 like June or so, May, I think. So after that, I don't know, man. I'll be a free agent again, and that's a kind of nice feeling.
Is it? I mean, it's, you know, we always know, well, we kind of know sometimes that we got work every day, What's it? I mean, but you get to pick and choose. That must be kind of exciting. I mean, are there a bunch of scripts that you get to choose from, or is it like, hey, hope somebody calls?
Yeah, no, believe me. Every time I finish a job, I'm, or even the months leading up to my agents, know I'm calling them going, what's up, guys? What's up? Like, because as an actor, you always have that feeling where you're like, is this it? You know, did I pull the wool over their eyes for the last time? Am I done? Because you see it happen all the time. But there is something now that I'm in my 50s, you know, and I have worked very hard to try to establish myself that you just hope that, you know, you can keep going. And it's now it's about finding the right thing to do, you know. Like you said, maybe something comedic or something to show off a different side to not be the bad guy. But we'll see. It's always finding the director or fellow actor you've always wanted to work with, or a director you've always wanted to work with, or a writer who's really inspires you, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I do get nervous every time, though, I'll be honest, but I'm out of
work. Wow. That's strange. It must be the Braves fan. It must be the Atlanta sports fan in you. Natural sense of uneasiness.
Yeah.
Nice comebacker, guys. That was good.
you're. I have to tell you this. You're just the sound of your voice. You can tell that you're a little bit hoarse. And after these two games, your director is now going to be none too pleased with you.
Oh, I love you guys. That's awesome.
So we got to let you go. But just out of curiosity, have you ever, or let me ask you about just quickly from a Falcons standpoint, because I know you are a Falcons fan. You know, this is probably it for Matt Ryan. Although the Falcons are 3-4 and still, I mean, they're still in the mix playoff wise in the NFC, believe it or not. But I think he's going to be a cap casualty. Pretty good run for a guy who ended up being very, very close to a Super Bowl win and catching an MVP a few years back. What's that going to be like saying goodbye to him?
It's tough, man. You know, I've met Matt. He's one of the nicest guys playing the game, and I've loved having him. And I understand the cap. I understand all that, and it's tough because I feel like that guy should have a Super Bowl ring, and I feel like he certainly was one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, but was just, you know, what was it, 4 coaches in 5 years? Like, he just, it was just all the wrong things hit for him at the wrong times. And, you know, he was against that decision on that 28-3 loss when he didn't want to do what the plays that were called. He was like, this is not the right move. And he just run the ball. Anyway, I feel bad for the guy because I do think he was, certainly was, if not is, one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Just never really given the support he needed.
Will they retire his number someday?
Will the Atlanta retire his number?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
probably.
They should. He gave us a lot of fun years, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And hopefully he's not done. You know, I still think he's great. I think with the right team around him, he still could be very successful.
If Atlanta had a backup quarterback, I mean, he would be prime candidate to be dealt today. Because can you imagine a team that needs a quarterback get their hands on Matt Ryan at the trade deadline? I mean, that would be, you wouldn't make that trade unless you knew you could extend him and figure something out contractually, but because he will be a cap casualty next year, not because he can't play. But he'd be the perfect kind of quarterback you would want if you're a team that's right there on the verge of the playoffs. Adding a Matt Ryan would be huge. But I don't see that happening. I haven't even heard about it happening.
He can go to the Saints, right?
Yeah,
now.
I mean, not in the same division. How about that? Doing it? Go to the Saints.
That would be
perfect. Michael Kelly Jr., man, we appreciate you being with us. We hope you have a horrible couple of nights over tonight and tomorrow. But after that, man, we're not wishing nothing but the best.
Guys, it was such a pleasure, man. Nice chatting with y'all.
All right. There's Michael Kelly Jr., a.k.a. Doug Stamper, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great get, Lance. Nice job. Very, very nice job.
Dab.
All right.
Dab.
It's 8:18 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about my bookie right now. That's so important. Who do you like tonight? What do you like? You like the Astros? You like the over? What do you like? You got any thoughts about this weekend's NFL games? You got a big college game that you like? You like the Aggies against Auburn? How about the Cougs? They're laying a bunch against South Florida, but they're playing some good football right now. So you can bet that. You can bet whatever you want, really. It's unbelievable. You want to bet on politics, entertainment. It's ridiculous, the stuff that you can bet on at mybookie.ag. They also got casino. They got horse racing. Got everything you could possibly imagine under the sun, and it's impossible for it to be easier to navigate, okay? So if you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, plus they will match right now your deposit up to $1,000. I don't care if you're on there, you've been on there, never been on there, whatever the case may be, everybody is eligible for that $1,000 match on their deposit up to $1,000 at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975, promo code BET975.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Your Houston Astros battle the Atlanta Braves in Game 6 of the World Series. First pitch is Tuesday at 7:09. Catch all the action right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, back to The Bench from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, we really haven't touched on this, but Lance, the division just opened up this weekend. Derrick Henry going down? What does this mean for the Houston Texans? As now all of a sudden, the division leader is weakened. Do you see this really opening the door for our Houston Texans?
Who's coming back, John?
Adrian Peterson?
Well, yes, but Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor's right. Adrian Peterson coming back for them and Tyrod Taylor coming back for the good guys. Do you see this as a huge, huge turnaround
door
in
open
the division?
As David Kelly told you, they have people who are competent enough to do different types of stuff
or whatever he said.
Was that the quote?
We have guys who are competent enough to do different things and stuff. Competitively do something. That's what he said.
Okay. So as you've heard,
what he meant.
He's got people who can competitively do things. You know, the Colts keep losing close games. You have the running back. Now they've got a pretty comfortable lead. I will say you got a lot of room to make. You got a lot of ground to make up with the Titans.
That's all right.
You got one win.
Wayne's got one win.
Right? So there's some, but if you can go on what would be a 10-game win streak, you've got a shot.
Well, I mean, with Tyrod Taylor coming back, not that you should, and I saw there was a place that said, okay, should Davis Mills continue to start? And the answer to that question is absolutely not. The answer is a definitive no. We cannot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
There was two women walking down the aisle at the, I guess it was the Braves game. And one, they just, I mean, and it's the upper deck. And she went down and almost went over the railing. Holy crap, that's not good. Anyway, so, the answer is not Davis Mills should continue. Ever say that again. Don't ever say that again. And you mentioned it. You mentioned it that Tua is their guy the rest of the season. That's in large part, that they're just saying, you know, Deshaun's not coming here, right? Deshaun is the number one. Today's the trade deadline. Deshaun is the number one guy. Here's a list, and you tell me if you like the list as far as best guys out there that should be or could be traded. Xavier Howard, Allen Robinson, Tua.
You're just talking about in general.
In general. These are the most tradable or what could be tradable commodities.
Okay, Allen Robinson,
Tua. Tagovailoa, Brandon Cooks, Fletcher Cox, Odell. I don't know why Robbie Anderson is on this list. Did you see him get hit? Did you see
he got obliterated.
Oh, my gosh. That was unbelievable. Akeem Hicks, Dante Fowler from the Falcons, Devontae Parker, Will Fuller. If you want somebody that's going to sit and watch your games, and you're going to watch all your games from the sideline, you need to pick up Will Fuller.
Let me tell you, Will Fuller's the gift that keeps on giving.
Do you get to count that as attendance?
Yeah.
I mean, just you give him a ticket.
You give him a ticket. Well, if you're the Texans, you give him a ticket. You let him scan it, and you say, "See, there's another person in here watching us."
Yeah, Miles Jack, who could help a team? I see that there are a lot of suitors for Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox is one of the guys who is considered. It's a matter of does Philadelphia with their win this weekend? I mean, they played the Lions. I think the Cowboys winning may make it more likely that Cox is gone. If the Cowboys had lost, you would have said, hey, you know, who knows now what could happen. But especially with Dak Prescott being out. But with that win in Minnesota, I think there's a better chance that Cox is gone. I think the Browns will try to offload Odell. I don't know if, you know, it's so funny. The national guys, they just, sometimes they're so out of touch. And I don't know if it's producers saying, hey, this is what America wants to hear about. Mahomes, Odell, like, here's your four topics and never stray from them. Odell Beckham's not even really a thing in football. I mean, you know that, right? He's not really a thing. He hasn't been a serious threat for 3 years, and yet TV tries to make him a thing all the time. They'll lead with, and where could Odell Beckham go? I don't know that anyone wants. He's a pain in the ass, first and foremost. That's the first thing. People are willing to take on bad guys or pains in the ass if they're highly productive and they help you win. I don't know that Odell Beckham shows that he's highly productive or helps you win.
No, I don't. He's a clubhouse lawyer.
He is, and I don't know why would someone want to add him. Yeah. I don't get it. That's the talk. I think Cleveland will try to unload him. I think Brandon Cooks is a guy that you should be looking at if you need a wide receiver, and Devontae Parker from Miami. I think those are two legitimate potential targets, probably ahead of Odell Beckham, because you know that you're getting guys who aren't such big pains in the ass, and Allen Robinson for that matter. I mean, all three of those guys are wide receivers that could make a difference and go somewhere. The big story yesterday was that Von Miller was we haven't talked about it yet.
Did you like the deal?
What they give up, a second and a third?
Yeah.
It's not a rental player situation, but you are getting him towards the, you know, on the back end of his career. I think Von Miller can still give you, you know, three more good years.
Yeah, second and a third. Did you see the new Rams jersey? It was number 24, and on the nameplate it said "F them picks."
No, he did not. Yeah. Let me tell you. You think Bill O'Brien gave away picks, dude?
Yeah, but at least he's giving them away for building a roster with guys that can win football games.
Oh, yeah, but they got themselves in a lot of trouble where they had to do the Goff deal. They finally were able to do the Goff deal because they had nothing left. And now they're basically saying, well, here's the deal. We're basically living for the next 2 years with Stafford and with Miller. So for the next 2 years, we know we've got a team that can win. And I give them credit, I mean, for giving up so many picks over the last few years. They did it again, and they definitely have a window open for the next 2 years. There's no question about that. But beyond that, you know, if you play to win the game, if you play to win championships, this gives you the best chance to win a championship, I guess. And you'll deal with the, you know. But this is what it looks like to actually go for it. The Rams are going for it because they have a team that can go for it. When the Texans did it and people said, they're going for it with giving away two firsts and a second for Laremy Tunsil, they weren't really in a go-for-it mode. That wasn't really what they were in the mode for.
Well, how about this, though? Leonard Floyd on one side, Von Miller on the other, and Aaron Donald up the middle with Jalen Ramsey in the back.
Yeah, no, that's
pretty good.
There's some core players on that squad. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, I mean – forget about
Darryl
it.
They Henderson.
Have a, look at that roster, John. Now, granted, you've given up a lot of draft picks for those guys. But look at that roster versus what the Texans have. I mean, just to give you some perspective, you don't even have guys like most of your players could not hit the starting lineup for the Rams. As a matter of fact, I'd be shocked if more than two could.
Yeah. No. Oh, come on. Really? It's 830 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Back to Astros talk. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
TGS Insurance says, look, text the word money to 232323, and we'll be more than happy to shop our aggregated A-rated insurance companies. This is ultimately what you want. You want A-rated insurance companies, and what you're going to get from the A-rated insurance companies is an opportunity to find the best insurance and the best coverage at a competitive price. And this is where a lot of mistakes come in. If you don't shop for competitive prices, your company that you're with, as you re-up and re-up and re-up with them over and over and over and over, it just turns into you paying way, way too much for your homeowner's insurance. And I want you to have great coverage, and that's why they deal with A-rated companies, but I also want you to get competitive rates. There's no reason that you shouldn't have competitive rates, and that's what my friends over at TGS Insurance will do for you. Text the word money to 232323 and get a quote within 15 seconds, or go to the website for more information at tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Our Astros, Game 6, World Series. If you didn't see it the other night, I talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but Carlos can explain it a lot better than I can. They don't see the Braves. So they don't know the Braves. They don't know their pitchers. And advantage pitcher. Well, according to Carlos, you could say, well, they don't know your hitters either, so is there an advantage for the hitter? Well, Carlos had this to say. When asked about, you know, facing guys for the first time, here's what Carlos had to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know it. When you don't see a guy all year long and then you face him in the World Series because he was in the National League, you know, it's you got to adjust to it. You don't see what the ball is going to do. You rely on the video and the way the hitters are swinging at the pitches. But once you see them, you know what you got to do. And then the second time through, it gets better. Third time through, it gets better. And hopefully it just keeps getting better until two more games.
Yeah. You know, there is something to that. And maybe there's something to that with on the other side, too. They've seen Mate. And Maton has looked unbelievable. He's looked awesome. Some guys look lost at the plate. Some guys are sitting there just watching a fastball right down the middle because they're not sure that he's going to throw that slider that's going to move outside the plate. So maybe they're going to have a little bit better idea about him. But I would imagine, you know, they got to Minter here the other night. So Matzik is next. Will Smith, you're next. You know, get to those guys. You've seen them a couple of times now. Listen. I know the Astros weren't world killers. Yimi wasn't a world killer. Maton wasn't a world killer. You had your doubts, just like, you know, I was going to, you know, when Michael Kelly Jr. was on here, I was going to say, yep, Lance felt pretty much the same way about Presley that you felt about Will Smith. You know, that you really, do you trust him with all the runners that he's put on and whatnot? But, you know, now that we're getting deep into a game six, game seven, into a series, Lance, guys are seeing him. For the second, third times, and maybe it makes a difference offensively.
Yeah, and the one thing that we've always seen with the Astros is that once they see your bullpen for a little bit, they start to take advantage. I mean, we saw it with the White Sox, we saw it with the Red Sox, and we potentially are seeing it with the Braves. I think the big advantage that the Astros have right now is that, you know, not having Charlie Morton, the Astros could plan on that. The Astros were deeper from a starting rotation standpoint. The Braves literally just started a pitcher who hadn't pitched for them since, what, June? I mean, he just started in a World Series. That's insane what they've done the last couple games. So I think right now the way the Astros bullpen has performed and the way the Braves bullpen has performed, the Braves are scoring runs with home runs, two solo home runs, a two-run home run, a solo home run, a grand slam. You know, they need the long ball. If the Astros can just Soler, you know, it seems like that's a guy who led the series off with a home run. But if they can just keep Darno or Soler or Freddie Freeman, if they can keep them in the yard. So far, the Braves have not been stringing a bunch of hits together. It hasn't been the case. And the Astros do feel like they're starting to get more and more, other than game four, of course, they're starting to get more traffic on the base paths. You don't want all the runners in scoring position to not come home. But I'd rather have them on the base paths than not have them on the base paths. So I don't know. I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about the Braves' bullpen. The Braves don't have any they've got Max Fried gives them their best chance. Like, this is it. They got a legit starter on the mound with a bullpen that has been run through the ringer over the last couple games. And if Fried doesn't give them a good start, they're in trouble.
Yeah, I think you were thinking of game three, not four. They had all kinds of runners.
Where were they
on
almost no hit? Three?
That was three.
Okay,
that was Ian Anderson.
Yeah, three.
Wait, that's Ian Anderson who's going to pitch in game seven.
Oh,
so I'm
that's
not sure
right.
that Fried
Gross.
Gives them their best option.
That's right.
The guy who no hit them might be the guy that gives them their best option in game seven.
The flute man.
Yeah, Jethro Tull. He is going to, you know what? That'll be something. It's going to be piecemeal for the Astros. Probably we'll see what happens tonight. Garcia gives you four tonight. You happy?
I want five.
I mean, I'd like five more.
I don't think five's
I'd like
too
to be
much
around him.
I think five's okay to ask for that. As a matter of fact, he's on a short start, but here's Luis Garcia, and the question was asked, well, what happens now, man? You're on a short start. And here's what Luis Garcia said.
Nothing changed. I just had to do like things more quick. I can say that. But nothing has changed. I just want to do my thing and be prepared for tomorrow.
Let's get Max in here. You heard Luis Garcia. He's a starter going up against Max Fried.
Max Fried? Is this Max
this
Fried?
Well, I don't know. Is this Max Fried or just a different Max?
This is a different Max.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, well, first of all, I just wanted to say, I guess all LA teams are buying their teams for a championship, the Lakers, the Dodgers, and the Rams. And then also just one more football thing. You know, 2 years, this marks the Texans winning in London, and everybody was saying they turned it around, and Bill O'Brien's finally figured out, and they're going to have a great future. And, boy, we've come a long way with that team. So, anyways, my baseball question is, it's not really necessarily pitching related, but it's really the bats. Yordan and Alex are clearly the two bats in the lineup that are struggling. I just wanted to get in and say, who out of those two would you guys really just like to see rake and just get out of that slump? Out of those two, I know you would like to see both of them come out, but just for the sake of debate, who would you prefer more than the other, Alex or Yordan? And another little thing about the crowd tonight, please, guys, to the people that are going out to the game, please be on the edge of your seats for most of the game, like that Atlanta crowd. That Atlanta crowd felt like it was a college football crowd. You know, the first two games, that was a weak crowd. It was a weak sauce. So, you know, that crowd tonight, you guys got to be on the edge of your seats. Get loud because we got to force this game. So I don't like it, but listen, guys, thanks.
I would rather have – this is going to sound strange, but – I'd rather have Bregman, and here's why. There's a lot of run producers in the middle of the lineup, and Yordan, even when he's not hitting, he's getting on base with walks. Like, he's still finding his way on base. If Bregman gets going, he's going to be in the seven hole again. There's a chance you're driving in runs at number seven. And frankly, I would rather have Bregman break out and have, let's just say, two hits. If it's breaking out, let's say it's two hits. I would rather have that at the back end of the lineup, then worry about Yordan. I mean, there's no wrong answer when you're talking about a guy breaking out. But I think Bregman is more important because Yordan is not getting a lot of pitches to hit. People are afraid of him. He can still get on base and score runs even if he's not getting a hit. With Bregman, it's like, I don't want to see sad sack at bat guy. I don't want to see that guy anymore.
I'm going with Yordan. Yordan can carry the entire team by himself with his power. Plus, he's got Altuve, Brantley, and Correa on before him, up before him, driving in those guys. Yordan can carry this team on his own. I mean, he could put together a two-home run, a double night, and four hits Bregman, we haven't seen Bregman do that all year. I mean, granted, he gets three hits, but what are they going to be? They're not going to be blasts. And by the way, when Yordan hits a blast, it's like it just electrifies everybody, not only in the dugout, but the stands as well. So,
okay, I got to do this. We're getting constant comments and text messages. When we come back, a special teams coach.
Oh, no.
A monkey.
You don't know that that's true. So I would stay away from that. That was on Twitter. I would totally stay away from that.
You don't want to talk about a special teams coach, a monkey, and a stripper?
No.
So this is the first time in history
Are we sure that that's a true story?
It was on College Football Reddit, John. Yes.
Yeah, right.
They have a check mark. Do you have a check mark?
Yeah. No, College Football Reddit responded to it. And their response was ridiculous.
It ridiculously
so I'm not
funny.
So I'm not so sure
about a targeting call and whether or not a monkey could be called for targeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So without saying anything else, just let me say this. I just want the record. Aaron, can you please write this down? I want the record to reflect that John has turned down an opportunity to talk about a stripper named Pole Assassin, a special teams coach, a monkey that attacks a child at trick or treat, and Jerry Springer's show. I just want the record to reflect that all of these things John has passed on, which is the biggest upset in the history of all of sports.
Well, if it's verified, but I know Jeff, and I'm not so sure
text
about
him.
This. So it would be awfully
text
awfully,
him and see if he's got okay. I'm not lying that his wife was named Pole Assassin at one point, right? Is that a lie?
No, he apparently
was
no,
wife.
That's
does wife
girlfriend.
Have a pet monkey? Yes or no?
No, that's his girlfriend.
Oh, that's girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
Does his girlfriend was his girlfriend named Pole Assassin?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does
so
his girlfriend have a pet monkey
all
that's
I
been
know
in the
is,
act? Yes.
All I
answers
know is
yes.
I'd like to get it verified first, and then we'll talk.
I
all
got
day
it.
About
a blue check mark made a joke that basically verifies it. And an
no,
Aggie
that doesn't
said,
verify it.
Well, one of the Aggies said that this happened. So they Aggies don't lie. You know Aggies are good people. Aggies don't lie.
An Aggie put that out there. So about the Longhorn special teams.
They wouldn't lie.
847 ESPN 97.5. What I'm talking about, something I know for sure, and that's that Chastang Ford is the best place to get your, to please get your Ford on at Chastang Ford. If you're looking for the best way to get this job done, please. They got it at ChastangFord.com. You can't buy from another dealership. You cannot buy from another dealership online because they have to have you in there so that they can upsell you, so they can get all these add-ons, so that they can up the price of the vehicle. That's not the case at Chastang Ford. Simply not the case. Matter of fact, you can sit at home and they will come to you. A salesperson will come to you and your home. That's how good they are. They will deliver the car to your home. You can customize it exactly as you want it. Then they will not add on anything on. That is a fact. If you're looking for the best way to get this job done, all you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com or go to the dealership and see for yourself. I like to feel and touch the cars. All you got to do right now is go to ChastangFord.com or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastang Ford.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Your Houston Astros are in the World Series, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, back to the bench from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, so we're getting some confirmation. As a matter of fact, we're getting some confirmation from Danny herself. Danny is a person who was employed in a certain industry where men like to go with a lot of dollar bills. And Jeff Banks is the special teams coach for the Longhorns. Now, here's the thing. She has a monkey. She admits she has a monkey.
Duh.
She admits that there was a child on Halloween. She set up a haunted house, did Danny, and they're calling her Danny Banks. I'm not sure. It's questionable whether or not she's the girlfriend or she is, in fact, married to Jeff. But she is his significant other. And she claims that Jeff has nothing to do with it. It's not his monkey. It's her monkey. And she set up a haunted house. But a kid strayed from the haunted house and into the backyard where he wasn't supposed to go. And apparently the monkey, I don't know if attacked is the right word.
Well, went to a gate where it says, do not enter emotional pets or whatever.
Support animal.
Emotional support animal. And then went past that. And then there's the monkey is in the cage. The report was monkey like chomped on this kid's head, and they had to pry the jaws off the kid. And then
she says people lie so much it's ridiculous. Stop believing everything you hear. Say believe what you see. An 11-year-old child. This is her, Danny. An 11-year-old child should know better than to enter someone's yard without permission, and old enough to also follow the rules. The rules were when you get to the gate, turn around and come back out for candy. Every other parent and child did so. Proof. Stop the lies. And this is my monkey, not Jeff's. So why try and bash him for something that has nothing to do with him?
Hold on. So, this is not the same Danny Banks that I'm looking at on Instagram with 7 million followers. That can't be the same.
No, I don't know that she might. She's popular. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how popular she was in her industry.
Oh, my gosh. You might want to look into this.
Yeah, I don't know.
If a special teams coach,
okay. But can we stop with the lies, please?
Okay? Which are the lies? Spot the lies.
See, Pole Assassin does in her act.
Yeah, she has a monkey for her act.
She has a monkey, yeah. Gia the monkey.
That's her girl, Gia the monkey.
Gia the monkey.
You see, this is why this needs to be talked about, because we need to work through these things. A stripper named Pole Assassin has a monkey. The monkey's part of the act. The monkey apparently attacked a child. However, ladies and gentlemen, and this is where the story needs to truly be told. The monkey was behind a cage that said emotional support animals. Kids were not allowed into the area where the monkey was. This child trespassed through the gate of where the monkey was, Gia, the monkey that's part of a stripping thing and a pole. And so this child basically, got what happens when you mess with monkeys. I've heard stories about monkeys eating people's faces off.
They made documentaries on it. It's called Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. They made like several Planet of them. The Apes. Pick a Planet of the Apes. Do those monkeys mess around?
Man, you don't. No. You don't want a monkey pissed at you for going in your backyard.
Hell no! I don't ever want a monkey pissed at me. The only friendly monkey that I saw, and they weren't monkeys; they were baboons. Was when I was a kid watching Clint Eastwood, and you had those monkey that he would pretend to shoot, and the monkey would fall down or whatever. That baboon, that seemed like a pretty nice one. There was a Tony Danza movie with who's the little guy from Twins, the one who was on Taxi.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, Danny DeVito, where he had some kind of accent.
He's not a little person.
Yes, he is. What are you talking
he's
about?
He's short.
You ever seen him in a movie?
He's a little person.
Now, does he have a certificate like other little people? No, but he is a little person. He's a
small person.
He's a shorter person. He's a short little person.
That's not natural short.
If you're an up-and-comer in your industry, stripper with rabid emotional support monkey probably isn't on your LinkedIn profile. Just saying. No, probably not. Now, it's a difficult situation that, once you find out, I think Jeff had a family and he found a stripper and a monkey. So, I think
that's a lot to take in.
The good news for everybody involved, though, is that nobody's talking about Texas's three straight losses, okay? Instead, it's all about strippers and monkeys. So you want to talk about good – Sark was like, totally sweet, Jeff. Let's get this story out there.
Somebody told me it's not the same Danny Banks that I'm looking at. Well, then there's more than one.
No, I think there's one that, one that has a monkey and one is a porn star, I think.
Well, one that has a monkey that was also a stripper, John. Let's not.
Yeah.
Let's not. You said there's one that has a monkey and there's one that's a porn star. I feel like you're leaving out that part about the pole and the assassin.
Well, once and the Jerry Springer show. Stripper means you're a pole assassin. Okay? Stripper
is the one. No, that was her nickname.
That was her stage name.
That was her stage
name. I know that.
If I hear that, I think, okay.
I think there's two different Danny Banks, though.
No, they're clearly.
One's a stripper with a monkey. That's a pole assassin, and the other one is a porn star.
I mean, technically, they're both pole assassins.
We're just clearing some things up.
Well, technically, you're right about that.
Well, you know what Texas really needed right now?
Dad joke!
You know what Texas really needed in the midst of a three-game losing streak? A story about their special teams coach.
That's what I said. This is perfect. You think Sark is going to fire? No, Sark's going to go, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for this story coming out.
I don't think he's going to say thank you for this one. He's on his own team. He would say thank you if Urban Meyer got in trouble again. And then Urban Meyer, and then John Gruden would say, man, way to go, Urban. Way to take it off my back. I did the same thing for you, man. Mayor Urban's like, that's it. I'm fired. And all of a sudden, John Gruden goes, hold on a second, man. I got some emails getting ready to leak. You're going to be fine, Urban. Just sit tight. You're going to be okay. Get you a win in London. Everything's fine. And then Jeff Banks said, hold on one second, coach. I think I've got something that might be able to top your emails. I don't know, man. My emails, I had everything. Transphobia, gay phobia, all the phobias, black phobia, just the phobias all over the place. Coach, I've got stripper. I've got stripper named Pole Assassin. I've got Jerry Springer show stripper, Pole Assassin. And I got a monkey. And I got a Halloween attack. I take it away.
How long until PETA tries to cancel this entire situation? They already hate the Longhorns.
Who does?
PETA. Because of Bevo. How long until they try to shut down everything?
Well, they're already trying to shut down our bullpen. Turn it into an arm barn or a pitching kitchen or whatever.
Yeah. See, there's two Danny Banks, so let's not confuse them.
I know.
All right. There's two Danny Banks. One is a little bit. Well, one goes a little bit further, but one doesn't have a monkey, so I don't know. One has a monkey, and the other one doesn't have a monkey. Okay. Well, and then, yeah.
Don't.
Well, all I'm saying is
Be subtle.
I'm being as subtle as I possibly can. Here's the deal is I just think that this is the best Texas story that's come out in a long, long time.
It is. It's unfortunately not about Bijan Robinson. It's about a stripper and a monkey. That's not good. But it's not even about the special teams coach having a, like whoever U of H's special teams coach, you know, hey, what's your best story? Oh, it's about my guy Marcus Grant, who is a defensive player, who's a receiver, and who has four return touchdowns. What's your best story, Longhorn special teams coach? Stripper, monkey, Halloween attack. Like, two way different narratives for two different special teams coaches.
Do you think that, well, I know this, they had stripper poles at Miami games, right? Do you think this makes Texas ready for the SEC? You know, what with stripper poles and
monkeys? I don't think
that's
still Bible Belt. I don't think stripper pole is something they're going to want to open. That's something you keep behind closed doors for the recruits when they come in. When you have your group called the Little Angels or whatever, some horrific, hopefully that's come to an end, but something tells me it hasn't. Those little recruiting trip visits. So, I don't think that's SEC worthy to run around with stripper poles. You got to, you know, it's football first and then the other stuff. Okay? Got to win games.
Okay. I got I have a civil lawyer who texted me. The monkey case is totally defensible. I have had dozens of these same cases. So, listen, as long as Danny can get off, okay?
Oh.
As long as she can get off, and I don't think, listen, what I need to know is how good Texas special teams are, because Jeff is, this is another one of those, are you worth it moments. Okay, strippers, monkeys.
That's true.
Are special teams kicking ass? Because Jeff, you're okay. if special teams suck, Jeff, monkeys and strippers, gotta go. So we got to make sure that Texas special teams are doing pretty well for Jeff right now.
And where are you going to go? Well, you can get to that Longhorn game with Simple Seats. That's one way to segue. You could go to one of those games and see the special teams in action with Simple Seats. You could do that. See Aggies, Simple Seats. Most importantly, you can get to a Game 6 tonight in the World Series with Simple Seats and hopefully a Game 7 at Simple Seats. I was going back and forth. Oh, man, the prices have dropped tonight. Wow. To get in the building, the prices dropped by $400 from when I looked yesterday. Right now, in the building price is $372. 372 in the building, and my guess is the price is going to keep going down as we get closer to game time. So I'm telling you right now, you want a chance to get to a World Series? You didn't get to game one. You didn't get to game two. Be there tonight. This could be the kickoff game that sends it to a game seven. Wouldn't you want to be in the building and be part of that? Well, you can do it at Simple Seats. Never any fees. Never any transaction fees or convenience fees. And it's an easy one-click checkout process. I had a friend of mine who listens to the show who he bought tickets. He said, based on which secondary ticket prices I was using, Simple Seats saved me anywhere between $40 and $200. That's a massive, massive savings. SimpleSeats.com. Get to the World Series Game 6 tonight with SimpleSeats.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.